We're talking with John Deckery. He's the executive director of American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org. Shifting gears a little bit, man, you guys have done great work on the healthcare policy issues, your commitment to seniors program, and peeling back the relationship between AARP and United Health. Talk about this.
Yeah, well, I think that one of the things that sort of hijacked the healthcare debate right now, of course, is a lot of these major insurance players. And unfortunately, a lot of them push for socialized medicine. I think that where this really became apparent to many of your listeners was probably during Obamacare. I don't think that it's any coincidence that the major insurance companies in the healthcare industry were very much behind pushing for Obamacare and getting it enacted. Of course, on the basis that this was the first time ever that we were having the government essentially come in and say everybody has to buy their product. And so, you know, what was particularly perverse about the Obamacare debate, of course, is it had a lot of support from the AARP, which, of course, is, you know, supposedly a seniors organization representing their interests. The kind of weird thing about that is that AARP's members were calling them something like 8-1 or 10-1 against the bill. So the real seniors didn't want to see America move in a more socialized direction when it comes to healthcare. But for some reason, AARP was. And of course, my organization, American Commitment, has released several reports that kind of go through the funding of AARP, because a lot of people mistakenly believe that it's sort of like the dues that seniors pay AARP that sort of powers their advocacy. In reality, the dues, according to our most recent report, I think it said, make up something like 15% of AARP's revenue, and a large part of the rest of it they get from a major healthcare company, United Health. So it makes
right.
you wonder who AARP is really advocating for when they're getting all this money from healthcare, and they're often pushing policies, even outside of Obamacare. They push for price controls on drugs. They supported Joe Biden's IRA bill, which did so. And, you know, it just makes people wonder, well, if AARP is constantly basically advocating for socialized medicine on a whole different whole bunch of different fronts, you know, is that really something that seniors care about, or is that something that health insurance companies care about? And unfortunately, on Capitol Hill, AARP is really one of the most important players when it comes to the healthcare debate. And, you know, they've essentially held hostage a lot of the free market reforms that you and I would probably like to see that would lower costs, increase patient access, increase access to affordable drugs, develop new cures and treatments. AARP blocks a lot of that on Capitol Hill, and then, of
right.
course, the question is why.
Right. Absolutely, and we're going to talk more about that in a moment. Listen, John, how do folks find out more about the good work you guys are doing at American Commitment?
I would encourage them to go to www.americancommitment.org. And they can also go to commitmenttoseniors.org if they want to learn
yes.
specifically about AARP and kind of unmasking who is really funding them and why their interests are what they are.
I appreciate that. John, listen, you take care. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Andrew.